Howdy-do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, the 29th of May. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me, as always, for Security Friday, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here on this Friday day.
It is, in fact, Friday. I did double check before the show started. So for people who are listening, for whom that is the most important portion of the program, is just what the heck day is it today? You're welcome. So as I said, Andrew is here for Security Friday, which is another way you can tell what day of the week it is. And Andrew, we wanted to start with a tool, interestingly enough, from Google to help keep people from getting scammed.
Yeah, so Google partnered with the Cybercrime Support Network with a tool called Scam Spotter. And it's basically this online quiz that you take in order to help people learn how to spot online scams. Mm-hmm. And it kind of simplifies this into three golden rules. So number one is slow it down a bit. If the email or phone call, like whoever the person is, they're trying to get you to hurry, they say it's urgent, be mm-hmm. sure to take your time and read through the email and ask questions. So don't get rushed into anything.
That's a really good tip to start with, is like ask a few questions and see if it falls apart.
Mm-hmm. And then number two is spot check. So for example, make sure if they're claiming to be from a certain institution like your bank, just, you know, do some research to double check some details that you're getting. Like if you are suspicious, ask them for their name, look that name up on their website if you can find it, mm-hmm. for example. That's another good one.
I have to tell you, I have a family member who called me and said, I'm really sorry, but I told a lie about you and I just wanted to let you know. And I'm very confused. And they said, somebody called and told me that they worked at Apple and that they could tell I had a virus on my computer and wanted me to go to my computer and help them get it cleaned up. And I said, oh, well, I know someone who works at Apple. Her name is Kelly. Can you give me your name? I wonder if you two know each other. And he hung up. And I feel really bad that I told somebody a lie about you. And I said, okay, here's what you need to know. Going forward, you have my permission to lie about me in any way you want if you don't believe the person on the other end of the phone. Mm-hmm. And if it makes them hang up and go away, that's even better. So I'm glad you did that. I'm happy you told that lie about me. It's okay. So, and I just thought it was funny that immediately the scammer hung up.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah. Click. Yeah.
And then just the final one. So stop, don't send. So basically, this is basically, what did they say? If it sounds like too weird to be true, it probably is. Mm-hmm. So if you're being asked to go to the store and send them iTunes gift cards, for example, that is definitely not a valid payment for
anything
official institutions.
Nobody accepts iTunes gift cards as payment of anything except iTunes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely, that's another good one.
Yeah. So you can go to scamspotter.org to check this out. And I think it's pretty cool.
It's really nice. And it's also one of the things that makes a good topic for our show, because we know a lot of people who listen to our show, to Daily Observations, are the people who get called for help on this kind of thing, right? So, you know, I got this weird looking email or something is suspicious, you know, things like that. So this is definitely a good way to help, you know, teach a man to fish, as they say. Mm-hmm. Definitely something to file away when you start getting those questions from your family members and the people you do tech support for. Now, we have another interesting topic today, and that is how to keep yourself, your own data, private and secure and safe, if you happen to be involved in protesting.
Yes, so there's been some protests lately, and Motherboard has a nice little guide on a couple of things you can do to stay safe mm-hmm. when it comes to your, you know, your personal information. So rule number one is don't bring your personal phone. Just leave that at home. Make sure mm-hmm. it's turned off. And then if you are going to protest, either don't bring a phone at all or get a burner phone, mm-hmm. which means you get one of those cheap prepaid cell phones that are probably, you know, $30, $40 from TracFone. Mm-hmm. Load that up. Go to a convenience store. Pay with cash if you can. That's mm-hmm. another way to preserve your privacy. Yeah. And because the law enforcement, they have these special tools. They're called cell site simulators, aka if you've ever heard of something called a stingray, this is some device that it pretends to be a cell phone tower. And when your phone connects to it, it can potentially get your location, your phone number, and even the contents of your texts and phone calls if they aren't otherwise secured.
Yeah. So definitely not just don't use your real phone, but don't use your real information on a fake phone either. So right. have that fake, you know, have that new phone number that, you know, doesn't go to anything or whatever, and go whip up a new, like a new Gmail address maybe, and then use that as sort of the account on your phone, you know, and make it something weird. You know, it doesn't, you know, your email address doesn't need your name in it. Or your cats, you know, so that it's something that, you know, if you needed to have plausible deniability, it's going to be really hard to have plausible deniability when it's, you know, if it's still your name, you know, on the Gmail address.
Yeah. And there are even disposable email services you can use.
Yeah, definitely. And that was the other, like, that to me was one of the big things in this was like, don't just use a fake phone number, but then put all your regular information on it. Mm-hmm. Like, because I think a lot of people probably get nailed for that. You know, oh well, now we have your email address, you know, your real email or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So also, now when you are using one of these phones, and a messaging app to use that you can send messages and phone calls with is called Signal. Mm-hmm. It is pretty much in the privacy circles, it's their app of choice when it comes to messaging. Mm-hmm. It's fully end-to-end encrypted. It's private. You do have to, I think, register with your real phone number, which is, a lot of people say that's kind of a knock against them. Mm-hmm. But I think I heard they are trying to come up with some kind of an alternative for that.
Yeah.
But again, if you have a burner phone, just use that and it's not going to be tied to you anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll still be a, you know, a real phone number if they needed to send a recorded phone call or send a text or something. Like, that's still a thing that's possible. And, you know, you do have the option of like not taking a phone at all to a protest. But like in this day and age, if you're going to go to a protest, it's probably good if you have some sort of video recording device on you. And a lot of times a phone is a good way to both have that personal video recording device, but also be able to call people if you are trying to coordinate something or need help, and mm-hmm. You know, and have that option as well. And then, you know, the encrypted messaging to be able to do that too. So
yeah.
Or if you can just leave it at home, that's fine too. Like, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. And then This goes in with what we said about not using personal information. You probably don't want to, you know, take all the pictures and photos and videos that you want at the protest, of course. Maybe don't post them to social media. Or if you do, create a new account for those, not to your personal social media accounts.
Yeah, again, a new account. You know, retweet yourself from your real accounts, like, I saw this, you know, or whatever. And, you know, that's fine too. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is kind of one of those things that, like, because there's a lot of emotion involved in a protest, right? Like, people are only bothering to do something like this if it's very important to them. So, and usually if they feel very passionately about it. So it's kind of nice to have a little checklist to kind of step through and find, like, yeah, here, you know, here's the thing I didn't think about. You know, of course, I was going to just use my regular email address on this fake phone and didn't realize, you know, oh yeah, like, you know, so it's nice to kind of have that clear-headed thinking before you gear up to go carry signs, or, you know, I live in Portland, so before you go to the riots, it's really nice for somebody to kind of go through this checklist first. So
yeah, and of course there are other guides too I've read that not only tell you what to do with, you know, your phone, but also like certain clothes to wear, certain things to do if mm-hmm. something happens. So definitely search more for this.
Yeah. Do make sure that you're protecting yourself personally and technologically. Like it's important that you take as many precautions as you can take. It's very good to do that. So today's Security Friday involves a little bit of real life security, not just digital stuff. So yeah, if you are going to go do this, please be safe out there. We support your right to protest, but we also don't want you to end up in a bunch of trouble or, you know, harmed in some way by doing so. So it's better if you don't. We'll get back to technology now, everybody. What we want to talk about today, we also have a quick tip, because this is, as odd as it sounds, this is sort of an update to Apple Cards.
Yes. So this is kind of a weird turn from security and protesting, but if you have an Apple Card, you can now export your transactions to Quicken and QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. Now, again, Apple doesn't let companies integrate directly into iOS Wallet.
Right.
So what you'll need to do is kind of do this manually. You basically open Wallet and then you tap on your card balance, and that's where you see a list of your monthly statements. Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately, again, you'll also have to download or export each statement one by one.
Okay.
But just tap on a statement, click export, and then you'll see so far it's CSV formats, OFX, mm-hmm. QFX, and then QuickBooks.
Yeah, QFX, I think... Oh, are those both separate items? I thought QFX was Quicken, but I don't. Use it. So
OFX is open. Quicken is QFX, and then QuickBooks is QBO.
Yeah. So that's at least good, because the CFS. I remember people mentioning when they started allowing the CSV export that it was kind of a pain in the neck to import into. Quicken or QuickBooks, you know, depending which one you're using. Like if you have a company card, you know, if it's something that you're only using for like professional expense, then you might want to be able to import it into QuickBooks. So it's good to see that they're finally sort of admitting that sometimes people want to track that stuff outside of Wallet. So I'm glad. Yeah. I mean, it took almost a year, but I'm glad that it's something that is finally happening, so that people who like to manage everything in one place, like Quicken or QuickBooks, are going to be able to do that with Apple Card. So I'm glad we have the tip for that. And just a reminder that there are, I think most people know that you get 3% back on stuff you buy from Apple if you use your Apple Card to do it. But if you use Apple Pay transactions, like pay with Apple Pay, that little button on the bottom of things, there are a few places where you can actually get that same 3% back. So Uber and Uber Eats, which I think are things people are still using, will allow you to use the pay with Apple Pay option. And if you do that, you get 3% back on those transactions. And also Nike is another, and T-Mobile. So if you use T-Mobile and use the pay with Apple Pay, that will work for you. And if you live in a place with Dwayne Reed, or Walgreens, I'm not sure. Dwayne Reed isn't where I am, and I don't know if Walgreens is completely nationwide either. But if you live where there are one of those, Dwayne Reed and Walgreens are also on the 3% back club. So you can get a little extra by using your Apple Card there. Only if you're in the store, go contactless. Or if you're doing something within the app, you can use the pay with Apple Pay button.
Yeah, so that's the distinction. In order to get to 3% cash back, you have to be able to use Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. If you're using the physical Apple Card or even the Apple Card on a 9-line website, you'll only get 1% cash back.
Yeah, so like when you look at, I know this was something that happened kind of in the comments on your post when you wrote this up, Andrew, was talking about using using Pay with Apple Pay, which is the thing I'm talking about, the little black button at the bottom that says Pay with, little Apple logo Pay, that you have to do, or if it's contactless, like if you go into Walgreens and bonk your phone, that counts as an actual Apple Pay transaction with your Apple card. Once you do that, that's the 3% magic.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, besides using Apple Pay, you have to make sure the Apple card is your main payment option.
Yeah. So definitely. So, you know, and 3% cash back is something that might be appealing to some people. If you are currently using one of those cards that gives you air miles, that may not be a reward that's quite as relevant to you as it used to be. So, I can tell you this because it's happening at my house, and I was realizing the other day that I'm allegedly getting rewards. Like, it's sort of pretend now because I can't do anything with them. So, anyway, related to Apple Card, we have sort of another contender in the ring, and it, in what will come as a surprise to approximately no one, Samsung thinks that they also want to get into the credit card business.
Well, actually, that's the thing. Charlotte and I kind of fought over this a little bit. I mean, not really, but we had this article both in our Trello, so she ended up writing it. But basically, so Samsung is coming up with a card called Samsung Money. Mm-hmm. Now, where I kind of disagree is the hot take of other websites I've seen is that, you know, Samsung is copying Apple Card. And they're not really. I mean, I know it's a fine distinction, but the Samsung card, it's not a credit card, so it's a debit card. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's more like a physical Apple Cash card. And from what I gather, it sounds like you'll have a regular bank account with this. So it's not just, you know, using a credit card lightly associated with Goldman Sachs. You'll be able to, it's like money management, which I think is kind of cool.
Well, the thing that I was wondering about is, there's a cash account and it's a debit card. So it'll have a MasterCard logo, but it'll be like the card you get from your bank. Right. So you swipe it and it scoops right out of your checking account instead of a credit card where you pay it off later. So the thing I was wondering about was how you tie money to it. So I'm assuming that once you set up the account, then you have to load it up with some cash in order to actually use this card when you go out and about places or use Samsung Pay for things.
Yeah, I'm assuming because this card isn't available yet, but it is integrated to your Samsung Pay account. So I'm guessing maybe there's some option in there to link your bank account, like you can link it with Apple Cash. And the quote that Charlotte shared is that, furthermore, you'll be able to use the Samsung Pay app to check your balance, review past purchases, freeze your card, and flag fraudulent purchases.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see that they're sort of expanding the payment options, I guess, which is to me sort of where the comparison came from, right? Like Apple has sort of like Apple dabbled in this with Apple Pay Cash already, where like you can send somebody $5 over iMessage and it's fine, whatever. Like they've done this a little bit already, and it sounds like this is Samsung getting, like you said, this is Samsung getting into the Apple Pay Cash business and not into the Apple Card business.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how it sounds.
I mentioned that is just because I personally would like a physical Apple Cash card. I think, you know, I think it would probably be like one of those reloadable cards. Mm-hmm. You can put money into it whenever you want. Mm-hmm. It would be great for parents with kids because, you know, the parent loads the card up with money and then the kids are free to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very good idea. I started using Square Cash before you could do a lot with Apple Pay Cash when we were sort of talking about like what if Apple were to do this. And that's how the Square Cash card works. Like you load it up with money, and whether you have a physical card or you just use you know, use the app itself to send money to things, or it gives you, you know, like a 16-digit number. So you can say, like, I want to pay for Apple Music this year out of the balance on my Square account. So here's the sort of credit card number, even though it's not a physical card, things like that. So I like the idea of doing this.
So Square does give you a physical card for that?
You can request one. They don't do it by default. That's cool. But Square Cash will give you the option to have a card sent to you so that you can use it. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if you do have like a it would really be nice to have a preloaded credit card situation. You can always you know, load up one of these and you know, take it with you to your protest, right? So.
Ah, perfect. Nice tie-in.
then you can like, you know, get a cup of coffee or something on your way or whatever, you know, and have contactless payment options, right? We're still on security and safety, so that counts. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of I've seen, and again, if John were here, he is not here today, but somewhere he's going to look off into space and smile when I say this, because this is a thing that makes him happy that I like to say a lot. And that is, the plural of anecdote is not data. But I feel like I have seen a whole lot of places that used to not be interested in Apple Pay or contactless payments at all, suddenly have that little block sitting there in front of the register for you. And I've seen like a number of restaurants where I've picked up takeout. They've set the actual unit that you tap your phone against or your watch against over there, like 8-10 feet away from the register. So you can tell the person at the register, like, hi, here's me. I'm Kelly. I'm here to pick up my order. And somebody with gloves comes and sets it on the, like, sets it somewhere, you know, in the middle. And then you go into the vicinity of the register, you pay with your watch. Like, this happened to me the other day. You pay with your watch, and the person behind the counter is looking at the screen, like the terminal that goes with the Apple Pay thing, because they're wireless, and goes, oh, okay, thank you. And then I pick up my food and leave. So
futuristic.
Yeah, it's like, and it was super duper convenient. Like, that was the thing about it. Like, I picked it up right away. Like, oh, that's the Apple Pay thing. I'll go over here. So, yeah, I imagine they probably get people who are confused by it, but Apple Pay to me is one of those things that, like, now not only can I use it, but it's just I wave my arm at the thing and I bought stuff. Like, that's even better. Like, that's one of my favorite features of the Apple Watch, completely honestly. So
you bonk your watch down, right?
Yes, bonk it on the thing. Yeah, bonk your phone on the thing and let's get out of here. Yeah, that's me. So I do enjoy that. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by to talk to us about Security Friday and also Apple Cards.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Stay safe, everyone, if you do choose to end up protesting.
Yes. If you are protesting, we would like you very much to stay safe. I hope, whether you are going to protest this weekend or not, I hope you have a great weekend. And I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And again, let's be careful out there.